This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Okay, as I've said a couple times, so for some reason Kathleen's over. I'm doing the show from home today because I've just been so sick and I don't want to get Dave and Ari and Dave Josephs and others sick. Is there anybody in the building, by the way?
We got people, yeah. It's actually a fairly normal-looking day. The bosses are here. The newsroom's had plenty of folks.
Oh.
The third floor is empty as usual.
Yeah, they're shocker. So, Kathleen's here. She doesn't want a big hug from me right now for some reason.
Oh, I think you should go give her one anyway. She'll love it.
Come here. Come on. No, she's shouting no with a mask on. She's getting some stuff for Quitty.
Even Quitty wants no part. N95?
He's in the car. He kind of gave me a quick wave and went back to the iPad, you know. The funny thing about this, because the illness has not been fun. So we were having a debate because Hunter and Michaela, my son, Hunter, oldest boy, and my daughter-in-law. I have a daughter. I mean, how good is that? They were sick leading up to Christmas. And so we were having a debate, should they come over? And in the end, we decided, yes, they'll wear a mask. They'll stay a little isolated, but have them come over. I don't think I got this from them because by like 11 o'clock, Christmas Day, I started coughing. And I didn't feel that bad outside of the cough. And then by the time I was sleeping Christmas night, I thought, okay, here we go. And for the next few days, I could not stop coughing, could not stop with headache, fever, loaded up on all the meds, and it just stinks. And so many other people are sick, and it's worked out. It's this time of year. Other years, Dave, when is it? It's January or it's February or whatever, and I got the crud, and it was no fun. And as an insomniac, day after day, I just basically stayed in my bed and the bathroom, and occasionally Michelle would bring over some food or Kathleen would help me out, to the point where I finally started feeling a little better yesterday, and I'd slept so much. So I probably slept a solid 11 minutes last night. Because I was sweating so much. I'm sure people love that. And I had slept so much. Is this the worst time to get sick? When is the worst time to get sick? Let's go with some contenders. The holidays, if you celebrate Christmas or if it's Hanukkah for your Kwanzaa, the major December holidays, that's a strong, strong contender, right?
It has to be. Absolutely it is. We've all been sick, whether it's us or family members, and you're missing the gatherings yourself or missing those who couldn't come. Stinks.
It's we're a little jinxed on Christmas because I think it might have been 3 years ago, I ended up getting sick on Christmas again. Oh. And ended up getting COVID. And then last year, Quentin, out of nowhere, middle of the day, ended up getting really sick. And let's do a bunch of end of the year stuff tomorrow. In fact, we're going to do like when your one word to describe the year. My son, my hero, that was his last seizure, last Christmas Day.
That's amazing.
You know this. You know this extraordinarily well because you're such a great human. I love you, and I tell you stuff about my life, and I talk about my life here because I think people are drawn to transparency. There were just years before where Quentin would have multiple seizures a week.
Yeah.
Where we were like, we wouldn't leave in a room alone. Like when he was falling so hard and we were debating, does he have to wear some type of medical helmet and where can he go? And it is without a doubt, honestly, along with, you know, the birth of my children and Hunter's, as amazing as Hunter's wedding was, the most remarkable thing of this year for me, without question, is my son so far. Please, everybody, knock on whatever you have. Not having a single seizure this entire year. I can't tell you how many decades of my life I would just literally give up right now and say, I don't have to live if Quentin never has a seizure again. After just watching that and all the things that he's went through. So thank you for the doctors, the prayers, the good fortune, maybe growing out of it, whatever it might be. So, yeah, so our family on Christmas, good luck to us. Who next year, who knows? Okay, here's another time when you don't want to get sick. You're on a trip. If you're on a trip, and in particular, you're on a plane. That happened to me a couple times with the Wolves.
Mm.
And I wanted to be sucked out of the plane to have my life ended quickly.
Yep. Been there.
Oh, my God. And again, it's la-di-da because it's, you know, the Wolves plane. And I'm just the silly broadcaster. So it's like you get in the back. You get in that final row. Nobody is coming anywhere near you. And we're going to get your cab. It's not like I'm bouncing on the bus. Ticket! What's going on, man? No, it's... That's not good.
I got
How
that
about,
in Mexico. I got a...
Oh.
Shigella, which is like a E. coli kind of thing. And it hit me about a day and a half before we were going back home. So it was the, am I going to even be able to fly? And then about 2 weeks of just gut pain like I've never experienced after we got home. Oh.
Not good. How about somebody says, when are the worst times to get sick? Getting sick while on a destination vacation. Oof. That would be terrible. Getting sick on your honeymoon. God, is that just a sign?
Yep.
If you get sick on your honeymoon, do you just go to the other person and say, let's just end it right now?
Now, what do you do if you're the spouse? If you're the spouse of somebody who's sick on the honeymoon, you know, what if they don't say, you know what, I'm going to nurse you back to health. I'm going to stay with you. What if they just say, you know what, we paid all this money. I'm going to enjoy myself. Just hang out in the hotel. I'll see you later.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, because that's a very good point, okay? Let's say it's Hawaii.
Yeah.
You know, and you've saved up, and it's you and Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
And Lindsay gets this bad influenza that I had. Do you just sit in the hotel room the whole time? How can I help you, honey?
Yeah.
What can I do?
If you're the one who's sick, you want them to get out and enjoy themselves, right?
Yeah, 100%. Like, if you're in a hotel room, now, the way you guys roll, it's probably a penthouse suite.
Okay? Normally is.
But for the rest of us, it's just a normal, you know, two-bedroom, normal hotel. When you're sick, you want help, okay? But you really don't want a person every 10 minutes. How you doing? How you feeling?
Yeah. And you don't want to feel like you're dragging that other person down. They could be experiencing this wonderful time, but oh no, they're sitting in me watching me puke for the 9th time today.
Okay, but how far can you go? Okay, Lindsay's sick, and all of a sudden you come up with 2 or 3 people. Hey, we got to get a couple clothes. We're going out to
Look.
There's a luau tonight. This is Lisa. This is Debbie, and I don't know, the boyfriend somewhere else.
We're roasting a pig, and babe, I'm sorry, we already prepaid for the surfing lesson. I gotta go. I can't just.
I mean, hey, I'll check on you, but I got the plantation golf course today. You know, mean, how far?
I can see the light in the room. Just turn the light on if you need anything.
Got sick in an overnight fishing launch on Mille Lacs. No booze involved. Oh, my God. Josh chimes in. Getting sick on a day of a funeral. You hope and pray you're not next. Yeah. I mean, if it's a small funeral and it's someone very important to you, I mean, like, really important to you? How do you not go? How about if you're sick, you start getting sick while you're there, and, like, you're giving the speech? Not good.
No.
Not good. All right, let's pause here. I'm just going to say one other thing. I think Donald Trump is wholly unqualified to be the president of the United States, because he has no moral character and is a bully and demonstrates it on a regular basis. I would like to offer up a charity, a bet with all the folks who are texting me. You've never voted for Republican. You name whatever amount of money. You come up with your charity and bring your checkbook, because I voted for Republicans numerous times in my life. Will I vote for MAGA? No. Do I want the far left? No. But some people are so myopic that if you criticize Trump, you're automatically a liberal. If I was in the tank for Tim Walz, first of all, he'd come on the show a lot. He hasn't come on the show in years because they don't like my comments about the fraud and they don't like the questions I ask him. Okay, so just because you're so in the tank for Trump, and by the way, you can be, more power to you. If that's who you believe in, you think he actually has moral character and you like his policy, I'm not faulting you at all. But you can actually criticize an individual in a party and still believe in some principles of slowing down the growth of government, that we're overtaxed, that the government is getting too big, because I believe in every one of those. So go ahead. You've never voted. You're playing a role. They're telling you what to do. You're wrong. And by the way, how many times have I blasted walls on this story? We talk about it as much as any and have said repeatedly, walls shouldn't run. And because of this fraud, I'm not voting for. So let's just try a little facts. Back in a moment. So if you're Jamie is with us in 15.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.